Welcome to PCMC. I'm Mike Mangiardo. I'm joined once again by my good friend, Mr. Bill Gagliardi.
Hello.
How are you, Billiam?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good. How's your marriage going?
My marriage is going a lot better than the one we're going to talk about today.
Well, your marriage has not gone on as long as this marriage.
Well, I mean, how are you talking about time? Are you talking about time in the universe or throughout the duration of our world?
I was talking about the duration of the run. But you're right. In the universe, like every 10 years, they scrub the canon.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah.
But yes, we are talking about the marriage of Marge and Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
And
specifically the infidelities.
Yes.
And the wandering eyes.
Ooh.
Of the marriage. And Homer's had more, but Marge.
Marge is no saint either.
Well, Homer's had various different women that he's liked.
Yes.
But Marge keeps going back to Flanders.
Oh.
Which to me means there's something deeper there.
I mean, he's a hunk, though.
He is a hunk.
That's something that we got to go layers and layers and layers deep.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the forbidden fruit.
But yes.
Especially with Flanders.
Yes.
Which is right up his alley.
He'd love that reference. Yes.
He would. But yes, as per the canon of the series, they've been married for 10 years. I've been married for 10 years as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it does seem to be very easy for them to be tempted by the forbidden fruit.
Yeah.
So, yes.
For a show about a family, and again, it could be because it's been on a million years and you need stories and stories repeat, but there is a large amount of episodes where the idea is there's almost infidelity.
Yes.
Or I'm trying to think if there ever really is. If you count kissing as infidelity, then yes. But they never fuck anyone else except for that one, but then it's a dream fake out.
That's a cop out.
Yeah.
That was a cop out.
Yeah.
But which is what I completely forgot until I rewatched it.
Yes, me too.
But
you're the Simpsons. We should say you're a Simpsons huge fan. You've seen it all.
Huge fan. Ad nauseum, just as comfort watching the first, I'm not even going to say 10 seasons. Like everybody always says, watch the first 10 seasons and then it drops off. I'm going to give it up until season 15. Mm-hmm. The first 300 episodes are excellent. You got like, I would say the first 10 seasons are solid seasons.
Yeah.
And the older I get, the more I appreciate seasons 1 and 2, which people start loving it in season 3.
Yeah.
But yeah, after season 15, like you'll get like 2 or 3 episodes a season that are actually good. And the list that I gave you for this, we started getting into the 20s.
Yeah, yeah.
I think like we got up all the way up until season 27.
Yeah.
Which I stopped watching it religiously up until season 31. I think we're up to like 33 now. But, you know, these are just numbers. Yes. Well,
you know more than
Simpsons
anyone
fan.
Else. Of anyone I know, you know more about The Simpsons. You could like, you know, character names, you know, episode names. Mm-hmm. You're a pretty big Simpsons fan. And I said, I've watched a lot of The Simpsons too, as we all have. I was like, could you give me a list of episodes to revisit for this topic? And you gave me a bunch.
You thought I was going to give you like 4 episodes or something. And
it was a lot.
It was like half a season.
Watching them all back to back as I did this week, it's like, wow, this marriage is fucked up.
But you know what, Mike? We didn't even get into like other problems in the marriage.
Right,
we just went into like either
the infidelity.
Like, if you even want to call it infidelity, like what we're going to discuss today is like a 3 3-episode story arc that was over the course of 10 seasons.
Yeah, you know.
Like, so it's like their marriage goes way beyond just the infidelity stuff. Like, there's a lot of trust issues. There's a lot of psychological manipulation going on.
Yes.
But yeah, today we're really just going to talk about the infidelity portion of it, because it does seem to be a trend in here.
Right.
Mainly, the Simpsons was always pitched at Fox as a dysfunctional family.
Right.
Over the last 35 years, they've become a little bit more middle class.
Yeah.
They become a little bit more family centric, where like that dysfunction is not part of the norm.
Yes.
So
he strangles his child less.
Yes. Yes. There's less domestic violence in the Simpsons these days. But let's, you know, start with 1990,
mm-hmm.
season one.
Yeah.
Who drew first blood?
Marge.
Marge. But why?
It's episode 9 of season 1.
Yes.
An episode without a couch gag.
Yes. It's an intense episode.
I believe it's the first of many Albert Brooks characters.
Yes. And oh man, like Albert Brooks, you got Hank Scorpio,
yeah.
You have was it Russ Cargill from the movie?
Yeah.
One of the best, like, guest voice actors.
Yes.
But
often, by the way, this is a trend. Often the person, whatever you want to call them, the focus of the infidelity is a guest star.
Yes. Yes. Well, with the exception of Ned Flanders.
Yes.
Yeah. The first time we see this is in, I believe it's called Life in the Fast Lane.
Yes.
So in this episode, Marge starts taking bowling lessons because out of spite, Homer forgets Marge's birthday and just out of a whim tries to get her a birthday present and ends up buying something for himself.
It's interesting the way you put that.
Well,
because this is the thing that we're getting into the meat here.
Okay.
Meat and potatoes here. Forgetting her birthday, you're an idiot. You're dumb. You're neglectful. Yeah. But then it didn't seem like he bought her a gift for himself because he's dumb. It seemed like he did it on purpose, because she was like, I don't even bowl. And he's like, well, if you don't want it, I know someone else will. And to me, that's genuinely mean. And often what happens, at least in the Marge episodes, are Homer is terrible. And Marge is like, I need a break from this horrible person I'm shackled to.
Yeah.
The only time that they turn that on its head is that much later episode with the train, where he's actually doing something good for her,
yes.
But she doesn't realize it.
Yes.
But typically, but
she feels like she's being neglected, though.
He's awful. As well. I mean, if we're going to come out of the gate, I'm going to say he's the problem.
He's always the problem. Like I said, he's manipulative. It's that, like, teach me how to treat you type
of
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why after years and years and years, I know we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but like when you get to that episode with the train.
Yeah.
Then it's like, oh, yeah, this is expected because this is just your pattern of behavior. So, like, why should I expect any more of you?
Right.
So, yeah, like, you know, I call this as Marge drew first blood. But, like, in reality, it's like we see 9 episodes in and a couple of Tracy Ullman shorts that this person's selfish.
Yes.
This person's extremely selfish. And, yeah, he did buy something for himself.
Right.
But it was like, oh, I'm thoughtful. I got this for you for your birthday. But, you know, whatever. You ever do anything like that? Where you bought something for somebody, but you're like, maybe they'll stop using it and I could get some use out of it too.
I've bought people books that I wanted to read. And I think, like, after you read, I'm going to borrow this. But I've never gone that far. I like giving gifts to people.
Hmm.
Like I said, the forgetfulness is, I could, when he's stupid, it's fine.
Yes.
It's when he's an asshole is the problem. And he's both sometimes.
Sometimes he gets really assholey.
Yeah.
Really, really assholey. And you know what? Like, the amount of times, like, just growing up, I guess it's more of, like, when, you know, my marriage got more serious. And, you know, when I had kids and stuff. And I, you know, you start seeing people who, you know, I'm going to say, like, I idolized Homer. I you know, quoted Homer Simpson my entire life. From the moment I was 4 years old.
Sure.
Just because he was very funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's got like a lot of witty things to say. But, you know, now as his contemporary.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm around the same age.
How often do you strangle your children?
How often do I strangle my children?
Yeah.
I can't even make a joke
about that. Yeah.
Man, like that's the thing. Like, oh man, there's this one episode where they go on a reality TV show.
Yeah.
And Homer strangling Bart, and Dr. Hibbert is watching the show. He's like, that's why he has so many vertebrae fractures.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, that moment, like it became self-aware. And like, that's why I said, like, you can't even joke about that, because it's like, that was where you finally realize how awful this really is. And like, I got like sad.
You're right.
Because I'm like, wow, this man is a monster.
It's a sad joke.
This man is a monster.
Yeah.
But again, he's one of the funniest characters ever. Like, you know, it's like,
well, the show outlasted the culture that it was born in.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So you know, we wouldn't say that in the original like in the first season that they were pro child abuse.
Yeah.
It was just a time where the satire was different. Like in the beginning, I think the idea is America's shitty, and these are shitty American people. The dad's shitty, the kid's shitty, everybody's shitty, the middle class is shitty. Mm. So yes, so the kid's a nightmare, and then he strangles the kid. There's nothing real about it. But as time went on, culture changed, the way we joke about things changed, and now in season 33. Now it's
owned by Disney.
I know. Now in season 33, you're like, ooh. But you know what? Whenever they do it later on, it is always self-aware.
Yes.
It's always a joke about how insane it would possibly be.
Yes.
Well, it's like Honeymooners. Like, you wouldn't
threaten.
Yeah, the big joke is he's threatening his wife with domestic violence.
And we all laugh.
Well, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, that Alice.
Yeah. But you know what? Since I brought up the Honeymooners, we should say that in some ways, what you have with The Simpsons is a continuation of the sitcom trope of husband is a blowhard, he takes up all the room, he's an asshole, he's a fat idiot, and
the wife is beautiful, Audrey Meadows.
Right. But in some way, but Marge is dumb too sometimes. I think The Simpsons is, what if Ralph Cramden from The Honeymooners was married to Edith from All in the Family?
Yeah.
Because she's very Edith sometimes.
She does get very Edith. You know what it is? It's just someone who's completely defeated. It's somebody who's just like maybe had potential at one point, but like just has taken so many shots, or like, you know.
Right.
Where there's two times where Marge has really made me sad. One of them was when she was selling pretzels. And she was like telling her kids, like, don't, like, and she was failing at it. She's like, don't even try. Like, you know, just give, like, you know, telling her kids, like, just give up in life. Like, and another one where she got into a car and it was like, hello, Marge, would you want to go today? And she's like, that's the first time anybody's ever told me that. And she got so fulfilled. And I was like,
it's sad.
I feel so sad for Marge. But yeah.
Well, there's one of the episodes that we'll get back into the episode list, but one of the episodes later on, the one with Lena Dunham, they're in a marriage counselor and she says something like, it's so terrible. I would kill for just okay again.
Yeah.
It's just like, your life is a nightmare.
Yes.
But going back to the bowling, she decides, fuck you. I'm actually going to use this ball. You gave it to me. I'm going to go bowling.
Yes.
You stay home and watch the kids.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right, I'm going to, you brought this on. Like, this is your punishment. I'm actually taking a hobby and I'm taking some time for myself. Because you go to work, you suck at your job, and then you just get hammered immediately after. You don't even come home and show face. Like, are you going to be home for dinner?
Right, right, right.
So, you know what? I'm going to take some time out.
Right. Yeah, there's a couple of episodes on this list where, out of spite, like the one with Mo, where she starts working at the bar. It's out of spite.
It's out of spite.
She's like, you know what? You made your bed. Now you're going to lie in it. So she meets this French guy. What's his name?
Jacques,
of course. Of course.
Jacques.
And he's got designs right away.
Yeah. I mean, he's got women over. Like, first of all, like, I mean, is this the place to pick people up? Like, is the bowling alley?
It is for Jacques.
I mean, Springfield is a place of very few singles areas.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you think of like the tennis instructor is like the cliche.
Yeah.
But he's a bowling instructor.
Yeah. I mean, this guy Fox.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. When we first see him, he's like got all the women around him. Mm. And he sees Marge, and Marge sucks at bowling. And he's like, he kind of builds her up. So you kind of know right away he's like playing some angle.
But like he's getting close. It's very much like a predator and his prey. Like he's just yeah. like watching her, and like it's creepy.
The thing is, she goes along with it more than she should.
Yes.
And that's in the episodes about Marge, that's often what happens. She always knows it's wrong, but she likes someone paying attention to her. She likes someone actually listening to her.
Yes.
So she lets it go on longer than she knows she should.
That's always the case. Like, yeah. I mean, both her and Homer. Well, I mean, like, we'll get into Homer because the next one is going to be Colonel Homer. But yeah, very early on, you see, like, when they've gotten the closest to actually doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, somebody's paying attention to her.
Yeah.
And somebody is making her feel important.
Yeah.
And
who doesn't want that?
Yeah, who doesn't want that? That is a good partner.
Yeah.
Not him. This guy's a predator. And like he knows the moves.
Right, right, right.
But and you could see like he's promising her this escapism.
Yes.
And you see her like fantasizing about like going to his going to his condo, and like it's gonna be like the friggin' Continental from the Christopher Walken sketch, you know? Where like then you see him in his like dilapidated bathroom just like
right.
pretty much making eyes at himself.
Right.
Where the guy's actually a sleazebag. It's just it's always that thing of it's like this has been the marriage you've been in for like the last 10 years versus like, oh, this is the novel thing. This is right, like right. the like, you know,
and
this
you
is
deserve new, more.
Yeah.
And it almost always, Marge and Homer, it ends with there's a final bridge to cross.
Yeah.
And they don't do it.
Yeah.
They go back to each other.
Right.
I mean, this ends with an officer and a gentleman parody yes. of, you know, she goes to the power plant.
Right.
Instead of she's got a date to go meet him,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, she's literally at a crossroads. Do I go to his apartment or do I go to see Homer at the power plant?
He should not live that close to a nuclear power facility.
No, he should not. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was one. I mean, very few times they've actually gotten close, but like that was like a, hey, this is something's going to happen.
This was the first one.
Yes.
And you could say, I mean, it's obviously like the silliest show in the world, but you could make the argument that earlier on, like in season one, there was a greater tie to some kind of reality.
Yes.
I mean, the problem with the show for me is that as it goes on, its formula is so tight that it's plot without story.
Yes.
It's one thing happens that leads to the second thing that happens. And now it's just so formulaic.
It's got
to
have 600 episodes. Well, I mean, like you look at this, the first couple of seasons are more grounded in reality,
yeah.
but like,
well, there's stakes to things.
Yes.
Not everything's a gag.
But like the thing, like you can't get away with it saying like, oh, there's hundreds of episodes. You can only do that for so long. Because like you went out of the gate, like testing their marriage nine yeah. episodes in. It's like you look at Bob's Burgers is in season 13 and they're still on the same block. You mm-hmm. know, like it's like, yeah, both shows are excellent. Yeah. But like for some reason, Bob's Burgers really just kept it interesting having that slice of life.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know, that's for a whole other podcast.
Well, Bob's Burgers does the thing that Simpsons did where they expand the world and expand the cast and have all these other people. But the thing about Bob's Burgers that people like is how like sincere it is. And even if people are jokes, like there's something real about them where there's like there's nothing to the comic book guy. Right. Right. There's nothing to Lenny and Carl Carlson.
Right.
Whereas like
they're all one note. Really.
Right. But like the criminal who works at the
Mickey.
Yeah, like there's something to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I remember seeing this as a kid and being like slightly bothered by it.
Yeah, because it's encroaching. It's like he physically, his introduction is like he is less than a foot away from Marge.
Yeah.
So like he is usurping that family.
Yeah.
Like he's usurping her. Like yeah. and like just like coming into her territory. overstepping her bounds, overstepping his bounds.
Yeah.
And just, he's a predator. He really is a predator. And, you know, like, if she would have gone forward with it, like, he would have been probably worse than Homer. This guy,
sure,
like,
you know, yeah, he was a con. Yeah, yeah,
he's
sure.
He's a con artist.
Right. So do you want to talk about Homer's Night Out? This is the very next episode, season one, episode 10.
This is the next episode. This is more of like just of like what Homer's character is. Like, it's not really so much of like he's cheating.
No,
on,
it's not.
But he's a dog. You know, like, yeah, he's just,
I actually think Marge is wrong in this episode. But that's my 2022, my 2023 eyes.
With like a, like, why not? This is just for entertainment.
Yeah, and also like her judgment of the sex worker is being, you know what I mean? Like, she's really looking down on the girl.
Yes, but however, more so for the punishment of Homer, of like, you look at everybody else that was at the stag party.
Yeah.
Who was the one who was spearheading? Who was the one, like, Homer was the one who was like the front runner.
He also lied. Yes. Right, he could have said, she said, are you going to the stag party? And he said, no, it's more like a tea. Right. So she did catch him in a lie.
Yes.
Which is bad. But it well, you talk about it. What do you think?
Well, no, I mean, my whole point for that and like why I wanted to like get into episodes like that is because it's like Homer more so will cross the line.
Well, let's say he goes to a stag party, right? Yeah. That makes us sound old. He goes to a bachelor party, let's say. And there's a dancer, and he dances on the table with her, and Bart has a spy camera.
Yes.
And he takes a picture of it, and he makes copies, and the picture goes all over.
Right.
And everyone sees it, and Marge is humiliated.
Everybody's getting a kick out of it and stuff.
Yeah. Right. And Marge is humiliated.
Yes.
By it.
I feel like humiliation and embarrassment is one of the, like the straws that breaks the camel's back on a lot of these.
Because, well, when she writes the book in that later episode,
yeah,
he's humiliated.
Yes. But it's more of a eye opener for him too.
Yeah, yes.
But like the humiliation carries over now into the Colonel Homer episode.
Yes, yes.
Because that's what, like, he gets publicly embarrassed from being an asshole in the movie theaters.
Yeah.
But like his feelings are, he's hurt. You know, like, yeah, he's like, this is my one ally. It's like, you could have just like said, like, you know, calm down or whatever, yeah, like, you know, under your breath. But I mean, I don't know how effective that would have been. But like, he was embarrassed. So, you know, he feels like his family betrayed him. So first off, he drove 2 hours away. Like,
right,
what are you doing? But somebody paid attention to him. And yeah, this is the same thing. Like, it's like they later on in one of the seasons when Homer has a bowling team, there's a team called the Home Wreckers.
Yeah.
And Lurline and Jacques are on the team.
That's fun.
So it's like, these are people who paid attention to them. But I feel like,
well, you and I, like, we're diving into it. We've got to do a better job for the listener summarizing the episodes.
Okay. Sure.
This starts with Homer being really fucking annoying.
Yes. Homer's being annoying in the movie theaters, and everybody around, all the audience is getting annoyed, and then Marge has had enough, and yeah, she takes the side of the audience.
Yeah.
And everybody cheers on Marge, and Homer's embarrassed for it.
She snaps.
Yes. She snaps at him. And so Homer drops the kids off and drops Marge off at the house, and he's like, I don't know when I'm going to be back.
Yeah.
So he drives past county lines, finds a rodeo bar.
Yeah.
And it's this whole new world for him.
Yeah.
This waitress is singing, and she's singing a song that's pretty much, she's singing his song.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's working, it's like the woe is me. Like, yeah, I work all day, I'm not being appreciated, nobody cares about me.
Yeah.
And she's like, no one understands you, but I do. And this, yeah, just like, he's like, okay, she's paying attention to me. Right. So like,
and she's voiced by Beverly D'Angelo.
Yes. Does she do the singing voice too?
I don't know.
I don't know Beverly D'Angelo as a singer.
I think she, well, I know she danced. I think she, I don't know. She might, she might have been.
But, he goes to pay her a compliment, and that's really enough, because he goes back because now he can't get enough of it. He's, yeah, like, you know, like, she's singing my song. Like, he's obsessed with this because like, he feels like he's being heard.
Right. Right.
So she, there's something that, like, there's something I'm realizing now is that she's not appreciated either, though.
Right.
Because she's like, all right, I'm just going to go back to, you know, waiting the tables now.
Yeah.
And like, but there's this mutual appreciation for each other.
Yeah.
But now Homer's going along for the ride. I don't think that he's actually infatuated with her.
No, I think he's, she likes him.
Yes. And like, she sees her, she sees him as like her knight in shining armor.
Right.
Like, going to take me out of this dump.
Right.
But he's just like, hey, like, I'm going along for the ride of like, I'm going to go with the fame. Right. I'm going to like, right. you know,
he's
like,
her manager.
Like, yes. And I'm liking this attention.
Right.
And it's not until the end, because like, she's dropping hints everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's not getting it at all. Marge gets it. Like, they go to the studio and she's singing a song with Homer in the title.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, she's grinding her teeth, like completely jealous. He's dumping all the life savings into it because like, he believes in the product.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, and the thing is, it's like, you know, if you look at like all the jobs of Homer Simpson.
Yes.
There's like a good percentage, like 15 to 20% of the jobs are music related.
Yeah. You think Homer's true dream is music?
Yes. But that might just be a bias on my end.
No, but if you look at the numbers, he does.
He was in a cover band. He was in a barbershop quartet. He was in a one-man band where a monkey mauled his face.
and he doesn't. Lurleen likes him, but he is invested in the music. And it's called Colonel Homer because, like Colonel Tom Parker, he becomes her like manager, and she buys him the outfit so he dresses like, you know, the Colonel.
Yes. But again, like, you look at both of these triggers from the Jacques episode and the Lurleen episode, it's the family hurt him or completely disregarded his feelings. And this is somebody paying attention to them. The only difference is Marge is entertaining the fact, and he's not. He's just really going along for the ride, and he's he's enjoying the feeling important.
Right.
But until the end where he's like, you would have gone all the way with me, wouldn't you? And she's like, oh, yeah. He's like, aw. But like, you know, you look at that, you're like, yeah, I know I shouldn't, and I'm not going to, but that would have been fun.
Right, right. Of course, you want. It feels good to know that someone wants to.
Yeah, and I feel like that. Like, Homer is so fragile that any little bit of just attention to him, he's gonna go.
Well, he's like a child. He needs. Marge is like his mother.
Mm.
You know, and that's why he's so hurt when she flips on him. But he is so fucking annoying.
Well, now you look at the psychology of it. His mom disappeared when he was 10 years old.
Yes, that's true.
So
that's true. And his dad's also not great either.
His dad's,
So, you know, he, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Lurleen kisses Homer at the end of this.
Yes.
I just want to get the scoreboard up going.
Yeah. Cause then he has his whole romantic life flashed before his eyes, and he's got the kissing booth where they take the dollar and they smack him. And
right.
Like, nobody wants to kiss Homer, but she does. Right. So, like, again, like, he feels important.
Right.
And, I mean, especially in the earlier episodes, that was, you know, because Homer is supposed to be the air quotes underdog. So,
I mean, what you see in both of them is often what you see in real life, right? Often, if a woman cheats in a relationship, it's to have a connection. Right. Where often if men cheat in a relationship or heterosexual relationship, it's to like feel some kind of power or to feel like I still got it or whatever. I'm still the hunter, you know? So the next episode is A Streetcar Named Marge.
Well, that's going to be part of like a 3-story arc, especially because we got like a whole like desire for Ned Flanders.
Yes. Okay.
So why don't we go to
Last Temptation?
The Last Temptation of Homer, because this is
a big one.
This is a huge one. But this one's a little bit different because both of the episodes with Jacques and Mindy, Jacques and Lurleen, there's emotional cheating going on. There's anger, resentment towards your family going on. This is Homer just found some way who's exactly like him in every way.
But hot.
But hot, and it's Michelle Pfeiffer voicing.
Right.
So just like a quick synopsis of the story, somebody at work retires, so they have to it's a diversity hire, right?
They have to hire a woman.
Right.
Oh, but the 90s.
Was this the one with Stewart? Was the duck that was working for them?
Oh, I don't remember.
Or they were trying to train Zootroy, who actually becomes a supervisor later on in the series. But yeah, they have to hire a woman. And it's Mindy. And Mindy is this beautiful woman.
She has an overbite. And with Simpsons characters, to make them attractive, you have to give them the overbite.
Yes.
I don't know why that works.
It's just one of the things in the
rule. It's just the rule. Yeah. So she's she's like a, you know, and she likes donuts.
Yes.
She likes eating. She likes drinking.
Well, we don't see that at first. What we've right. like first, Homer has a physical attraction to her because like he just like has that first hallucination right. of like the Venus, Birth of Venus. So, and he goes home and Marge is sick.
Right.
Bart's becoming like he's got the glasses and like he just HMO. Right. So it's like his family, he's not mad at his family. His family's not betraying him or anything like that. But it's right. just like his family looks rusted, you know?
Right.
Like he opens up the door. He's like, oh, now I'm going to, because he's going to get rejuvenated because he's going right. to go home to his beautiful family. And the first thing she sees is Marge is like, right. she looks like shit. She's like, don't kiss me, Homer. I'm right. sick. So it's like, okay, so.
And it is interesting that the kids are part of that.
Yes.
As like, this is the package of things aren't great for me.
Right. Like Lisa, who's fine, is like, I made fish sticks. They're burnt on the outside, but frozen on the inside. So it balances out. It's like one of the gooniest we see Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's like, okay, you know what? That's not great, but that's still my family. I love them.
Yeah.
He's like, let me put out this fire because maybe this is just a physical attraction. Yeah. So I'm just going to say like, look, I'm a slob. I like, you know, I like all this stuff. There's no way you could like me. She's like, oh no, I love beer. You know, all
they
this
make
stuff.
It like it's this like they are so drawn to each other and it's like they're both trying to not do it.
Right. Because she feels like, the same way. She's right. like, things unsexy does.
Right. When they're on the elevator together.
Yeah.
They're like, this is my stop. And then
he falls out of the cooling tower.
It makes no sense, but it's great. See you tomorrow.
But like, see, here's the thing. It's in this one. Yeah. He's attracted to her and like all the signs are pointing to like, hey, you know, this might actually be good, but
she's
again,
DTF.
It's that
he doesn't want to
novelty of it. It's that like, oh, this is something new and like, but he's trying to avoid it. He's trying his hardest to avoid it, and then they both win the
yeah,
the dinner. It's like, do we have to go? And it's like, absolutely yes. Like,
right,
they're forcing him to go out to dinner with her. They're forcing her to go, you know, to a convention together.
Right.
So
it's a power convention or an energy convention and people are like, thanks for ruining the world.
Yeah. Like, get bad. They're both like screaming at them. But like,
it's like the world is forcing them together.
But the thing is, it's like, you gotta give Mindy credit too, because I think she respects that sanctity of marriage.
Right.
Too,
right.
Because like, you know, she's like, look, by the end, they call it what it is. Because, like, yeah, they're ordering room service. They're friends. They're friends that, like, you know, they have an unspoken attraction to each other.
Yeah.
But then at the very end, well, just a little bit before that, they're both on the bed. They're having that, like, one, like, kind of intimate moment of having room service. But then you hear the floor buffer start making, like, the Marge groan. And then Homer's wearing an undershirt with like Marge's face stretched out because there was like a misprint at the mall. So she got it for like $2 off. So like, it's just like the memory of Marge, even like how in rough shape it is right now is still haunting him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, you know, there is a guilt there and, you know, it's a, I don't want this to happen. But like you said, the world is like forcing them together.
Yeah.
Until like he invites her into his room.
Yeah.
At the very end. And then he starts crying. He's like, this is going to happen, isn't it? But like, again, she's respectful.
Like, he doesn't want it to happen. But he's like, oh, I guess we have to do it.
Yeah. Because like, oh, the thing with the fortune cookie, like every time I have Chinese food, I always have to like, oh, we ran out of you'll find a new love. Better open the stick with your wife barrel. If only he had the next cookie, you know, like that would have been the sign. But like, you know, this one, you know, I call it a close call, but like, this is one of the more endearing ones because like, yeah, she's respectful to it because he's like, we're going to have sex, aren't we? He's like, we don't have to.
Like, he could he could do it and get away with it, but he doesn't want to. Right. He really doesn't want to.
Right. So, and you know, it ends on a nice note because then you see like it. You think that it's Mindy because, like, there's just somebody standing over the bed in lingerie, but it ends up being Marge. And then that busboy comes in.
Yeah.
And, like, starts, like, gawking at them.
Yeah.
And punches his eye out. But it ends up being a sweet episode. But, like, I guess you start to see the pattern here. It's like, it's not like Homer was in a vulnerable place at first.
Yeah.
Where those other two times he was.
It also brings up, it ends with something that I think is one of the stronger things about their relationship, which is they have a good sex life.
Yes.
Throughout the whole series, they always have a good sex life.
Yes.
And he seems to please her. Like, he'll fall asleep right after and snore, but he seems to please her, you know, so there are strengths in their marriage.
Yes. I mean that's... You know, every marriage has its ups and its downs. Like, and right now we are focusing on the downs, but like there are literally hundreds of episodes where there is the grandiose, like sweet things that he does. But a lot of times it's for overcompensating for doing something terrible, like, you know, buying a gun without her consent and turning off all the lights with shooting, you know, like, or again, strangling your kids or forgetting your youngest daughter's name in every episode. He's a terrible person.
Who the hell's Margaret?
Your youngest daughter. So those were a lot of the core episodes to the early Simpsons of close calls. Like, I call those the close calls episodes. Right.
The Mindy episode is season 5.
Yes, which is one of the more perfect seasons. Like, 4, 5, and 6 are solid seasons when it comes to it. Like, if you need to watch anything, I think that's where, like, Milhouse Divided is, which is the jump-off episode that Jenny and I have talked about. But, and even in that episode, Homer and Marge get divorced, but just just as a grandiose gesture so he could remarry her the way that he wanted to.
Right.
Besides the point, I just got to look at the list. What was after the Mindy episode?
Well, I
was a little all over the place.
I have them written in chronological order.
Oh, great. Go for it.
But you wanted to do...
The three Ned episodes I want to group together.
So the next one is Viva Ned Flanders.
Viva Ned Flanders. Now, this is more of like a stupidity thing.
Right. This doesn't involve Marge at all.
No. This is more of... They find out that Ned is actually 60 years old. because they're blowing up. Well, Marge does have an affair linked to this episode because Marge had an affair with gambling. When Mr. Burns opened up a casino.
Yes.
And this takes place right after that episode, a few seasons later, where...
And they make a joke in the beginning like, remember when you opened this and we forgot about it.
Yeah, and it's like, why did they move this when they moved the town? Because there's... an episode where they overpollute the town of Springfield.
Yeah.
This is like the 200th episode. And they move... Their plan B is to just relocate the entire town. So they're like, this place has been closed down. Why did they move it with the whole town?
Right.
So they destroy that casino. Homer's car gets completely dusty. So he goes to the car wash. And he finds out that Ned gets a discount. So he confronts him in church in front of the whole
congregation.
Yep. And Ned comes out and he says, yeah, I'm 60 years old. And they're like, how? Like, I have done absolutely nothing. I'm completely predictable.
Right.
I eat bread and water, like, as a treat.
The water for dipping.
Yeah. And, even his whole family's like, yeah, we know everything you're going to do always. And while they're saying this, Homer's up on the roof, like, smoking a turkey through the fireplace. And one of the sweetest things with Marge is like, he's up on the roof and there's like just like a bunch of just like bloody meat on the roof.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, come on, I'm going to train you on how to live your life. And he falls off the roof and it's like, what about all this meat? And then Marge comes up with the bucket and mop like, this is my time to shine. So like, here's Marge being supportive and being,
but you know, also sad.
Yeah.
Like, our time to shine is to clean up his fucking nonsense.
Always. I mean, and that's why. Like, you gotta, like... Anytime that it's a Marge episode where the infidelity happens, like, go for it.
Yeah.
You deserve a win. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so he's training Ned in how to
enjoy life. Yeah.
So they go to Mr. Burns' casino, and then they realize that it's destroyed, so they end up going to Vegas. And it's the Hangover. It's exactly the Hangover, because...
But they did it first.
They did it first. And Ned had a white wine spritzer, which is which is like seltzer and white wine, right?
Yeah.
Like, just a little bit. And he gets tanked, and they end up getting married to Ginger and I forget the other one's name. But
yeah.
What's funny about that is that is Homer's legitimate wife. Because there's a later episode where in Milhouse Divided, when he gets remarried, Lovejoy loses his certification. So that marriage was void. So they realized that for years, like this is like in like one of the like season 29 or something, that Homer and Marge weren't married that whole time. And his Vegas wife actually comes back. It's like, I'm actually his wife. But then what happens is he ends up forcing her to marry Grandpa. It's a weird episode.
Sure.
They you know, like I said, they go off the rails sometimes. But yeah, so this is more of a stupidity, you know, like it is like he does cheat on Marge in a drunken mistake. Like they do kiss. Like he's blacked out drunk.
Right.
But he does get married. But this is more fueled by stupidity.
Yeah.
And there is regret and everything, but it is another time where, you know, what's the pattern here? It's either in consideration or he's just a buffoon.
Yeah.
And in this time, like, because he's trying to get out of it and they both feel extremely guilty, but.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the next one is the half-decent proposal.
The half-decent proposal is Marge's old flame. Artie Ziff. Artie Ziff is.
This isn't his first episode, though, right?
No.
He's in the flashback one.
Yes, in The Way We Were.
Yeah.
So Artie Ziff was Marge's, I don't even want to call him her first boyfriend, because like she always had a thing for Homer, but Artie Ziff asked her to the prom first, and Selma and Patty were charmed by him, and like because like you know he was just like a small wise ass, you know, so they're just like, oh, you know, this guy's really funny, whatever, you should go to the prom with him, but he was not respecting her. No. At prom, he was groping her. He was, he was sexually assaulting her.
Yeah.
So, rightfully so, Marge smacks him, kicks him out of his car, her car, and takes off. And that's how she ends up with Homer. This episode, Homer snoring,
yes,
very loud. She can't take it anymore. She goes to spend the night with her sisters. They get a little tipsy. And find out that Artie Ziff became a millionaire.
Yeah.
And Patty and Selma, again, love Artie. So she's like, why don't you email him and just like say hi and wish congratulations. But Patty and Selma make the email say, dear hottie, I want to sex you up.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, he got rich. This is such a 90s joke.
Yes.
He got rich.
People wouldn't understand this.
No. It's true. The young listener won't understand this. With dial-up internet, there used to be this like crazy sound when it was connecting, like ask your grandparents. And he found a way to turn it into music.
Yes. Hey there, computer geek. You'll be connected in no time. Voiced by John Lovitz.
Yes. Yes.
So he's a millionaire. And
this is a parody of a movie from the 90s called An Indecent Proposal.
Yes, with Robert Redford.
Robert Redford.
And who wouldn't?
Right, of course.
Is Jeff Daniels too? Is it Jeff Daniels? Is
I that think anymore? It's definitely Demi Moore. I think it might be Woody Harrelson.
Oh, it's Woody Harrelson. You're right.
And it's a millionaire is like, I'll give you $1 million to let me sleep with your wife.
Hmm.
And it's that kind of tears them apart.
I know.
This episode, by the way.
But it is Robert Redford.
Although they don't say it's explicitly about sex. It's to spend the weekend with him.
Yes. And he set off ground rules. This is the more of the trend of Marge just being the object of somebody's desire.
Mm.
Which, again, like she's only entertaining it for the fact of like, okay, this is for the family because Homer needs a surgery and we're going to do this for money. But you know, Artie's up to his old tricks. He's trying to relive the past. He she spends the weekend with Artie.
Yeah.
So he's like, look, I want to redo pretty much.
Yeah.
You're going to spend the weekend with me. No funny business. We're just going to do the prom again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a second chance at this. That's not the way it goes. And they don't get the money. But however, he takes his technology of drowning out unpleasant sounds and turns it into a snoring machine.
Right. So when he
snores, that has a camera in it that she's watching through. But this is the trend. And Marge is the subject of people's desire a lot because
they project a lot onto her.
Yes. And plus, she has endured so much with Homer that she's such a kind, beautiful, nurturing person that everybody just gets completely enamored by her.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of episodes, tons of episodes that have this that I didn't even list. The reason why I brought this up is because this is a time where she's entertained it.
Yeah.
She's kind of had no choice to in this situation. Right. But you have the episode where she works at the nuclear plant.
Yeah.
And Mr. Burns is just he follows everything that she does, all of her suggestions. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's have funny hat day. Let's do this. Let's do that. He gets Tom Jones to perform for her. And then she catches on and he fires her.
Yeah.
So it's but the thing is, she's constantly no way the whole time there. Mm. Where with Artie, it's I'm going to entertain us for a little bit. But but again, it's something that tests their marriage, because what else happens in that episode is Homer sees her with Artie and he thinks that they're happy. So he just, you know what, I'm going to go away. And him and Lenny just hit the road.
Yes, they become oil men. They go to, is it West Springfield?
Yes. Where, there's Mount Carlmore. And
yeah, yeah. Right. He's trying to get over Carl, which is hilarious.
The Lenny Carl relationship has always been funny because at one point they were dating each other's sisters.
Yeah, yeah.
Which Carla and Lenora. And they both looked exactly like them.
Of course.
But yeah, this was just more so for people being infatuated with Marge.
Right.
And you start seeing that in a trend.
Well, the next episode on our list is Mommy Beerist, where Mo becomes infatuated with her.
This is a little bit different, though. There's so many episodes where Mo is infatuated with her. There's one where Homer gets kicked out of the house and Mo's over there. And he's always creeping on Marge.
Right.
The reason why this one's different. So what happens is Moe's closes. Homer doesn't have a mortgage anymore. So he takes out a loan from the bank and becomes part owner of Moe's.
Yeah.
Marge, out of spite, with the other, angry that Homer has done something so selfish yet again. She's like, well, you know what? I want to protect our investment.
Right.
And becomes partners with Moe. They become friends. But now what's happening
is he turns everything around because he's horrible. So she turns everything around. She's like, why don't we try this? Let's turn it into an English pub. Let's try. And all of the ideas are working.
Yes.
And Mo's is doing better. And they're becoming more successful.
But Mo always has an angle, though.
Yeah.
But in this – so he's – she's coming home at 4 o'clock in the morning. She there's a role reversal here.
Yeah.
It's the first time Homer's called a cuckold, but he's feeling threatened. But there is emotional cheating here,
right? And the episode goes out of its way to explain what that is.
Yes, because it's the first person that Marge wants to share stuff with at this point is Mo.
Right? They call each other and they have long conversations and stuff. And
yes, the kids start calling him Uncle Mo. He's like, he's your emotional uncle. I'm your real uncle.
Says their real father.
Yes.
This is probably the closest Marge gets, really.
This is the most unfaithful, I would say. Because
I think she's naive to it.
Yeah, she is.
She doesn't get what's happening.
She has a friend.
Right,
very, very rarely she's got friends.
He's interpreting it as something,
Yes, because Homer is extremely vulnerable.
Right.
He needs all the attention. He's got main character syndrome.
Because
he's the main character of the show.
Yeah.
But, this hurts him. He's feeling insanely insecure about it to the point where he goes through the toilet of the plane. The way that he gets the chief to team up with him, though, because like here's another person who just loves love, because he's like, thanks, chief. He's driving the stair car. He's like, anything for love. You know, like he's just so charmed by it. But
well, there's a funny moment where, or an interesting moment where Mo is like, I'm better than you. I know more about her. I know what her favorite food is, butter noodles. Like he's like, he kind of calls home around. It's like, well, you're not a good partner.
No, he's not. And he's taken Marge for granted for years.
Right.
And the thing is, it's like Mo has been so obsessed with her for so long that he knows exactly how to, like, Mo's not a good person.
No, he's horrible.
He's a snake. Right. So like he knew that vulnerability and took advantage of it.
Right.
But he's also an extremely lonely person. So like that's the attention that he needs as well. So a lot of deep shit, Mike.
What's next? The next one is Diatribe of a Mad Housewife. This is another Flanders episode.
I guess we'll link them all together. So really, like, we watched three Ned Flanders episodes because it all leads to a singular moment. So like that's why I want to group them all together. And they all jump from season 3 or 4, season 4.
Yeah.
Season 15 and season 21, I think. So we start very early. John Lovett's best character, which is Llewellyn St. Clair.
Yeah.
Just such an intense director. So Marge is trying out for Streetcar Named Desire, the musical.
Sure, of course. Simpsons loves a musical parody.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Stop the Planet of the Apes, I want to get off. So Marge,
is this the episode where we learn Flanders is in like incredible shape?
That's why we did it, because it's like, oh wait, no, Flanders is a friggin' hunk, you know? Yeah. Like but we start seeing something fragile here because Homer's not paying attention to her at all. Like she's like, hey, I was thinking about trying this, and he's like, hey, keep it down, we're watching TV. She's like, you know, doing her vocal warm-ups. She's like, I want to try out for this play. She goes to try out for the play. She gets the part of Blanche because Homer's awful in this episode. Like he's like, Marge, hurry up, honking the horn while she's trying to leave.
The director kind of sees like, oh, he's like Stanley.
Yes.
You're like a real life, although Blanche and Stanley aren't a couple in the play, but like you have to suffer this horrible man. You're like the character.
Like he's like, how are you not like Blanche? Like how are you like so resilient to this?
And
you know?
She's not doing good as an actress because she can't get angry. But then when Homer's there to inspire her, she gets super angry because she channels her real anger.
Yes.
And the director's like, well, okay, wow, that's where it is. Mm.
So like we got this vulnerability here, but like the main thing of this, like Homer starts feeling bad because he actually does realize it by the end of the play, like of how bad he's been.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, Ned plays Stanley, but the only reason why he got the part was because everybody else has a soft body, but 60-year-old Ned Flanders is
incredible
ripped
shit.
Out of his mind. Stupid, sexy Flanders. So this starts to plant the seed into a series long arc. So what that jumps to is the Diatribe of the Mad Housewife. So season 15, Homer just goes along being Homer. He gets fired from his job, becomes an ambulance driver, but only because he failed at being a car salesman, started hiding his farts by turning up the car radio. So
why did he turn?
It's one of the funniest moments.
He's like watching them through the one-way mirror, and he's like, oh, like he's selling a car, and he's like, oh, we'll get to listen to what they're really saying. That but then when he leaves the room, they're just talking about him. Like, did he rip one in the car? And why did he try to cover it by turning up the radio?
And then when they leave, they're like, they'll be back. And then his boss makes a face, and he turns on the radio because he farted again. Yeah, you got to put in those gags once in a while.
Hilarious.
What's really going on here. So, as far as their marriage, that's not what's really the concern here, because really what Homer's doing is just his normal buffoonery. So Marge goes to a book signing, I believe, or like a book reading.
Right, yeah.
And is fascinated because this person's writing a book, and she's like, what does she say? She's like, if I write a book, will they tell me when it comes out?
Yes. She's super dumb in this episode.
Yes. But oh, like you know, she does a limerick of "There was once a woman from Nantucket." Yeah. She's making like horrible analogies. Yeah. Like,
I've always been inspired by this painting.
Moby, Moby Dick.
Thanks, thanks. Moment from Moby Dick. Someone should write a book about this.
And it's like, well, I forget what she's like, sailing or something like that.
Right.
So she has this mildly successful book, but it ends up being like a really shitty book, but everybody read it anyway.
And everyone immediately gets that she's writing about Homer and Flanders.
Yes, because I don't know what Flanders is. While she's writing, she sees him in the window and it's like, okay, here's the perfect man. Like,
right.
Here's somebody who's squared away. He's in shape, whatever. But the thing is, it's like he becomes the object of her affection.
Right.
And she goes off and she fantasizes a lot. Yeah. And like, she always fantasizes about the sea too. Like, there's a whole other episode where it's in Lisa's Rival, where like she's practicing saxophone.
Yeah.
But Marge is like reading a book and she's like, you know, on a ship with some hunk.
Right.
But like, Lisa wakes her up. So like, this has always been like a desire of hers. So, but instead she puts Flanders in a spot. And what do they say? Like in chapter 15, she switches the names for three paragraphs.
There's three paragraphs where his name was just Marge.
So, you know, the whole town knows this. Homer's embarrassed. Like, and you think that it's going to end like how the book ends, where the boorish husband kills the object of her affection. But
he starts chasing Flanders down and you think he's going to like try to kill him.
But like here, you know, like this is where you start seeing the series turn and like they want more of like the enrichment of their marriage. And like, you know, you want to see like how even though like with all their dysfunction, they'll always endure. Like you start seeing that more in the later seasons and like how sweet they are, because he gets him to an edge of a cliff and he's begging him like, teach me how to be like you. I know I'm a bad husband.
Yeah.
How can I better myself? Which is something that like he would have done something manipulative back, you know, ten seasons earlier.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I might be bad, but like, I, you know, have like a sky message written for you.
Right,
it's like,
yeah,
so who gives a shit? Like, you just did a grandiose thing.
Right.
But, which then brings you to The Devil Wears Nada.
Right.
So now what happens in The Devil Wears Nada is Marge models for a calendar, but she's the only model because she ends up, you know,
getting drunk and being very sexy.
Yes, very sexy. Like, and they were like, you know what? We're going to like put you as the model for the whole calendar. And the whole town is just like, oh, wait. I think this also was the same time that Playboy actually issued a Marge Simpson issue, which weird. But anyway, the whole town was flirting with Marge. And like, she even had a thing where it's like there was a ship called the SS Libido.
Yeah.
But Homer had like a little boat that was like the SS Not Tonight, Dear.
Yeah.
And he's like hanging himself with a cinder block or like drowning himself with a cinder block. But the reason why Homer's not reciprocating this is because he got a new job with Carl, like as like an executive assistant at the power plant.
Right, he's tired and he doesn't want to have sex.
Yes, he's just completely involved with work.
So one of the best parts of their relationship is not happening.
Yes, because, like you said, their sex life's always been great.
Right. Like, so she feels really sexy now.
Yes.
She feels like really feeling herself and Homer's not having sex with her.
Yes. So Homer's at a business trip in France.
Sure.
And, you know, Marge is revved up. You know, like, this has to go somewhere. And even though, like, this is not the most emotional close to infidelity, this is the most intense.
Yes.
Because, like, as an apology, she invites Flanders over for dinner. And, like, we've already seen, like, in several episodes that, like, she's into him.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like,
is his wife dead at this point?
His wife's dead at this point.
Okay.
And also, Homer at many times has commented on his wife, Maude.
Yeah.
And
then there's Maude.
But what was it? He split, like, they're cleaning up dinner because it ends up like the kids don't like both families were going to have dinner together.
Yeah.
But they punished he punished Rod and Todd because they watched a commercial for Grey's Anatomy and the other brother didn't tell them right away.
Yeah.
And Bart and Lisa just went out for the night. So they're just having a dinner together as friends. But, you know, again, Marge is super horny. And Flanders sprays water on himself, cleaning up. His nipples are popping out. He's got a cross. Like, you could see his whole chest. And, like, she is just ready to go, and they're both looking at each other, and it's intense.
Yeah, they, because he wants it too.
Yeah, because you know the guy's a widower, and
right.
You know he's a red blooded American.
Yeah.
So you know, I guess their conscience gets kicks in, and they realize this isn't happening. So they're both respectful for each other, but then after that, Homer finally services his wife.
Yes,
and does his patronly duties.
Yes. You're right. This is, it's a 3-episode arc over many seasons.
Yes.
So there is something to the fact that this is their next door neighbor.
Yes.
And that there's something there.
Yes.
There's something there.
They're breaking the commandment of thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's spouse.
Yes. Yes.
And both of them have done so to the Flanders.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So what's, did we skip anything?
Yeah.
This is your wife?
Homer Simpson, This Is Your Wife is the Ricky Gervais episode.
Yes, where it's a similar situation of he becomes totally enamored with Marge and she's not into it.
Well, yeah, because here's something of like,
she's just
here's
nice.
Some guy who's been emotionally abused his entire, marriage. And then, just the tiniest bit of decency. And
right.
This is the same thing with Mr. Burns. Like, she wants no part of it. She's just forced into this because of this TV show.
Right.
So it's like a wife swap thing. Or like, what do they call it? Mommy, I forgot what the name of the episode, but it was a wife swap parody. Yeah. So like, they were living with each other's, Homer's just completely repulsive. So the other family's wife ends up together with
what's
Patty.
That great smell? I'm burning your underwear. It's a great smell.
But there's always the pattern of people are in love with Marge.
And it's also these two British stereotypes, this overbearing, unloving, cold woman, and this put upon guy who's like insecure and lets people walk all over him.
Right.
So Marge being just slightly nice to him. Like at one point he's like, if she says one more nice thing, I'm going to be totally enamored with her. And then she's like, oh, you've got one of those toasters that catches the crumbs or something like that. And he's like, that's it. And he writes a song for her. Oh, it's pretty good. It's,
oh, I want to die. Die like Lady Di. But not like Lady Di.
It's a good episode. He's good at it.
No, he's pathetic. That's why. Like, he's, oh, what was it? It's like, oh, I'm a... I manage an office, but no promotion today. I know. Like, he's like ready to like defend himself a little bit. She's like, wow, you manage a whole office? He's like,
because any guy compared to Homer looks good.
Right.
So it's a situation where they kind of both want something. They both want to be seen.
Yes.
But she just wants to be his friend or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's totally in love with her.
Yeah.
And then Danger's on a Train.
Danger's on a Train. Like, this is
season 24.
We're coming back to the whole thing of Teach Me How to Treat You.
Yeah.
So it's Marge and Homer's anniversary. They have a flashback to their first anniversary where Lisa's conceived on a train in the mall, like Santa's Village type of train called the Little Lisa. And so as an anniversary present, they were getting rid of that train. They were throwing it out. So Homer went to go bought it and was keeping it at Moe's to restore it. And he got the whole town to,
he's doing something really sweet.
Yes.
But it's taking up a lot of his time. And this is when we said it seems like a reversal or a comment on the earlier episodes where he's just completely negligent.
Right.
Like, she thinks he's being negligent. And he's even pretending to not remember their anniversary because he's got this huge thing, this huge surprise waiting for her.
But what Marge is doing, she's like, oh, our anniversary is coming up, so I'm going to buy him some like cookies or like some baked goods from an Ashley Madison type site.
But Sassy Madison.
Sassy Madison, but it was supposed to be some like something else Madison type of type of like baked goods. So she registers for an affair dating site, and the person who has stolen so much from The Simpsons, Seth MacFarlane, that's how they actually pitched the episode, where it's like, yeah, I know what I've done. So
right. And so this is 2 years before their
crossover episode. Yes.
I didn't even know this happened. I was really surprised. I was like, oh shit, that's Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah.
Because they went back and forth for years, like sniping at each other.
Yeah.
No, he is great at it. Yeah. They start talking.
They start talking.
Well, no, she's such a nice person.
Yes.
That if you don't remember Ashley Madison, the idea, it ended up being a scam with a lot of bots on it. But the idea was it was a dating site for people that are already married.
Yes.
So she gets a bunch of, you know, messages, and she's like, she's such a nice person. She's like, I have to let them all down.
Yes.
So she stays up all night and writes emails to every single guy. And then she starts talking to this guy, and he's just nice. And they like, they both like Downton Abbey, or the Simpsons version of Downton Abbey.
Which Homer's a horrible shaver. There's been so many gags where he has bled so much. Because like you see the one thing in Downton Abbey where like the razor comes up and it comes back and it's covered in blood.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're watching it together. Now, let me ask you something, being that you're in a successful relationship for quite some time now. Do you watch anything without Jen? I mean, other than for, you know, this podcast.
We have, yes, because she doesn't like horror movies at all. And she's not really into anime. So we have things that are, we have a lot of things that we do together. Like we do the Gilmore Girls together. And like we did Wednesday together. When there's like a new cool show, we do it together. We see every movie together.
You would never watch an episode of Wednesday without her though.
No, if we've already established that we're watching it together.
Yes.
It would be cheating if either one of us watched an episode. Like you cannot watch that show.
That's why this episode is important with that.
You're right.
Because like she's just watching the series with, you know, like Homer has voiced that he's not into the show.
Right. It's funny because Downton Abbey is one of the things that Jen likes that I was not into. She watched it all without me, although I did see both movies with her. Yeah, there's two Downton Abbey movies and nothing happens.
No, but it's nice.
It's just a nice warm time. Cup of tea.
But what was it? She's just, you know, watching it with another friend. Yeah. This is another thing of the emotional cheating. It's not as much emotional. Like, it's not like where it's like she's sharing stuff that she, like, you know, the whole thing with the, like, at the end of the day, who do I want to talk to the most?
Yeah.
That's not really what's going on here, but like she's having a kinship with somebody where at the same time there's resent for Homer because she thinks that he's being negligent. And, you know, he's given evidence for that.
Right.
But, and this guy's giving her the attention, but like she's never going to act on it, but
he wants her to.
He's being led on, you know, like because he's like, no, but like she's still here, so like he's still inching and inching and encroaching to the point where like, you know, he comes in at the end,
right?
And you know, tries to shoot his last shot,
right? I mean, and they meet on a website for people,
yes,
who want to cheat on their spouse, so from the get go. And you learn his wife, Lisa Lampanelli, is horrible.
And then he just tries to go back on this. Like, he's like, oh, no, we're going to make this work now. You know, we do love each other. But then, like, immediately he's back on the site. Who was he talking to? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
He was talking to somebody else at the end. I think it was Selma.
Yes.
She said something like where, like, she, like, cropped her picture to make her look, like, more attractive or something.
Yeah.
She said she was smoking.
What's the episode where it's a woman and she ends up with the woman? It's one of these episodes that we watched.
Yeah, it was Homer Simpson, This Is Your Wife. Because Patty.
Yeah.
The sister. Patty's a lesbian. So she actually ends up with Ricky Gervais's wife at the end.
That's it. Yes. So we have one more left. It's Every Man's Dream. And this is a way late episode. It's season 27. And this is the female is Candace, is voiced by Lena Dunham.
Yes.
And this is one that they do the dream psych out 9 times. And then it ends with her character from Girls is having a dream.
Yes.
It's a weird one.
I put it on because like it was like this is the episode where Homer cheats on Marge. And you're like, oh, okay. They're actually doing it. And then rewatching, and I'm like, oh, wait, no, it was Who Shot JR all over again, you know? Like,
yeah.
Or it was Roseanne, you know? Like,
right. Yeah.
But
it's an interesting episode because there's a moment early on where Marge says the dialogue, Homer, you have no idea what it's like being married to you.
Yeah.
Like, because Homer starts dating. Well, that's the funny thing about like Mindy and Kent is like that these beautiful women for some reason would be attracted to Homer.
Right. And with the exception of Seth MacFarlane, everybody else was like a gargoyle for Marge.
Right. And he starts dating this pharmacist.
Yeah.
And then her dad is dating Marge.
Yes.
And they go on double, they go on a break because they go to therapy and the therapist is like, you know, I shouldn't say this, but this marriage is terrible.
Well, this is what I wanted to come down to.
You should go on a break and then after the break, go on another break and then get divorced.
Like, I mean, this is, all of it is added up to this. Like, do you agree with the therapist?
The thing is, by season 27, everything's just a parody of itself.
Yeah.
That nothing's real at all anymore.
Yeah.
Any stakes and sincerity has been totally squeezed out of the show.
Yeah.
So it's hard to even judge these things at this point. You know what I mean? Because everything's a comment on a comment on a comment, especially because you're in season 27.
Yeah. And there's been so many things, like even outside of the infidelity, where like they were just like, whether it be gambling or whether it be sneaking drinking or whatever, be like, there's been so many things, and I'm putting all the blame on Homer, like that he has done, where it's like, not only would you get divorced, but like restraining orders and like moving out of the country, like away from
Don't they like split up in the movie for a minute?
Yes. It was such a small reason compared to all the other reasons. But it is sad because like it's over, she tapes it over the wedding tape and like, you know, so it is a little emotional, but it was because of they had to relocate to Alaska.
Yeah.
Because Homer was responsible for destroying Springfield. Right. So, and like they were fugitives from everybody in Springfield. So, but like, you know, she says like, it's finally her giving up. She's like, I put up with a lot in this marriage. And you could hear like, it is sad because like Julie Kavner, the voice actress is
30 years older than when she started.
Yes. And like, so like her voice has changed the most out of anybody. So like you could tell, like in the movies, like the first you hear it, like, you know, she's struggling with it, but like her speech at that point is like, you know, you weep for Homer, but like, you're like, Marge is right. Like she's got to get out of here.
It's weird because they're canonically, they're only married 10 years, but there's 30 years of a marriage that we've seen. So it feels like he's worse. Like if you stop and think they're only 10 years in, it's not as bad. Mm. But really it's like he's been terrible for 30 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's end by talking about their marriage and like what we really think. Like if they were real people, which they're not, right? They're a sitcom, you know, they're a comment on a sitcom.
Right.
But all she wants from him is to just try.
Right.
Like, I think that's the main problem. Like, he's dumb. He's not going to not be dumb.
Yeah.
If he just tried consistently, she would be so happy that he's trying that I think they'd be functioning. So I do think in the end, he's more of a problem.
Well, that's the end of the Diatribe of the Mad Housewives episode, right? Yeah. Like, he tries for 1 month.
Yeah.
And like he's got the mug that says sober and it's like, wow, what a month that was. And they're like celebrating it. It's like you really just have to do the bare minimum, don't you?
Right,
you
know, right,
like,
right. Right. And he won't do it.
Yeah.
He won't do it.
No. And again, like we haven't even touched the drinking. Like there's been so many awful times.
He's clearly an alcoholic.
There was one time in one episode. This was probably one of the worst things he's done. Like Janine and I watched this episode. We were like, holy shit. Like there's so many times, like, this one was so grounded in reality. Like, we were just like, I can't believe he actually, like, low for Homer.
Yeah, yeah.
Marge started drinking, like, recreational drinking.
Yeah.
And, like, they were having fun. And, like, he's like, oh, my God, I actually have a friend now. And, like, you know, like, they were becoming buddy-buddy. And it was really sweet. And they go to, like, Duff Gardens or, like, some type of, like, wine tasting or something. And they're both drunk. Homer drives home and flips the car over. And realizes that this is his last strike with a DWI. So he switches. Marge is passed out and he puts her in the driver's seat.
Wow.
And makes gaslights her the entire episode. Like saying like, yeah, you did that. I can't believe you did that and stuff. So it's like,
wow, damn.
You're an asshole.
What season is this?
I don't remember. It's in like anywhere from like 16 to like 19.
Okay.
But.
Well, that's pretty fucked up.
It's fucked up. It's bad. Like that's. You know, don't do that.
We should mention, though, that it's sort of it's almost like, again, it's a comment or comment. It's like an in-joke now because I think there's two episodes in the future where Lisa's like, they're usually Lisa episodes.
Yeah.
Where they're divorced.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Yeah.
Because like, it's like, yeah, of course they'd be divorced.
He lives like under after the sea kids get episode. Older.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just a complete wreck without her.
Yeah. It's not a codependency. He's completely dependent on her. Like right. He's and like again, like he's emotionally abusive towards it.
He drags her down because she's creative. She could be so much more without him.
Yeah. They've entertained that too, you know?
Yeah.
Well, what was it? There was in the Mindy episode when he's like going around with Colonel Klink. He's yeah. like, well, how's Marge going to be? And like, she's living in a mansion.
Right. He so. Shows him like, what would life be like with if you didn't marry Marge and everybody's married?
Yeah. I love that it's Colonel Klink. Homer. Because he didn't know who Isaac Newton was.
Oh, so good. Yeah. So, I mean, I'll say this. I give kudos to a family sitcom that at least has the guts to do stories like this. Because you never really see, like, think about other sitcoms. The only one I could think of offhand is there's an infidelity that happens in Mad About You. Mm. But this, like, to show that, like, marriage is hard and that sometimes you do are attracted to other people, but it doesn't.
Right. Like,
so I give it kudos for that. But the thing is, almost all of these episodes, the starting point of why it happens is because they're not
compatible. Yeah.
Right. But it's hard to have any sort of veracity in terms of like judging it like a real marriage because it's everything in Latter-day Simpsons is you took something from the original and now you're just commenting on it. Yeah. So it's like, oh, they have a bad marriage. So that's where we go.
Right.
Oh, Lenny and Carl are his only two friends and we know nothing about them. So the whole joke is that they're like a couple and his name is Carl Carlson. And it just, the joke is we don't know anything about them.
Right.
So it just, they just push everything further. It would be amazing though, if they got like the last episode, they just get divorced and that's the end of The Simpsons. Thanks.
I'm trying to think how the, somebody like
how
on Reddit,
does it end?
Somebody said on Reddit that the best way to end it is, they're going to, like, what was it? Like, Itchy and Scratchy was doing a, it was like one long couch gag. Like, there was going to be like a special, the Itchy and Scratchy final episode was going to be on. So, like, it starts off, Bart has detention that day. So he's, and then he gets out and he's traveling back home. Homer just gets out of work. So it's just the opening credits, just them to watch the Itchy and Scratchy final episode.
That would be a clever way to do it.
The other way, the other theory that I heard was that it's the morning of the Christmas pageant from season one. So what happens is like throughout the episode, the animation gets cruder and cruder and cruder up until they get into the car.
Interesting.
And so what happens is it just cycles back to the first episode.
Interesting.
So this way it's like The Simpsons never ends. It just goes around and around and around.
I wonder, I mean, they've been so long. I wonder if they do have like somewhere, like Matt Groening has somewhere like, you know, break glass and here is our
like there's gotta be a steel
right
briefcase.
He has to have an idea of if they ever did end it, what it would be. I mean, you'd have to, right? I mean who knows if, you know,
I always like just like peek my head in because again, like, you know, once I got to season 30, I was like, I gotta stop watching every single episode. Like, I was such a completionist up until then. Now I just like peek my head in, like, is there anything worthwhile, like the Treehouse?
I always watch Treehouse,
and it was you know, but they're not really that good anymore. Wait, I mean,
again, it's weird because it comes and goes. It's like SNL. Like,
yeah.
Like, I forget when it was. Like, not, it was like, God, when was it? I feel like episode like, or season like 25 or something. What was the season with Every Man's Dream? 27. Mm. I think I watched all of 27 just randomly.
You know what it is? It's also when the trends of like when Futurama isn't on. Because I always feel like the better writers go to Futurama. And
yeah. You know what? I feel like if you watch any episode of The Simpsons, there'll be at least one thing that's funny. It is in a weird place now where it feels overly – it's being influenced by Family Guy's sense of humor.
Yes.
But then Family Guy's also on too long at this point.
It's become very self-referential.
Yeah.
Like, way too – like, I mean, like, there
– it should end.
Like, the Homer gif of him going back into the bushes has been in an episode.
Well, it was in Treehouse this year.
Yeah, where they used it as a gif on a phone.
Right. No, well, it was Westworld, but it was Simpsons World.
Yes.
And it was just fan service because it was all just references to Simpsons.
Yeah.
Shit. But I think I would like them to end.
Yeah.
And you know, while we're at it, let's end SNL.
Yeah, let's do it. Please. Let's end everything.
Please.
Let's end Jeopardy.
It's just your preachers of the choir.
Yeah, right.
Well, we did it. Bill Gagliardi.
We covered the whole Simpsons. Nothing else has to be said. We talked about Mr. and Mrs. Erotic American.
we'll do more things like this. I like the idea of coming up with a single idea and going through this entire huge canon and sort of seeing the through lines. This has been PCMC. We come out every Wednesday, ever. We never miss a Wednesday.
No, we're coming up to a big one this year.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised myself at how long the show's been on because we're like the Simpsons.
We've been on a long
time and no one cares. I'll see like on my time hop like something from 4 years ago, like just like promoting an episode. I'm like, holy shit, I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah,
it's one of the longest relationships I've had.
That's good, man. 90% of success is just showing up.
We show up every Wednesday.
There you go.
This is PCMC. I'm Mike Bongiorno. I was joined today by Mr. Bill Gagliardi. We end every episode by saying,
go bye-bye.